a revelation. I'm saying a possession of a spiritual reality, something that is real in the environment of the Holy Ghost. You can possess it.
Revival Hub International is a fellowship of believers with a desire to establish the kingdom of our Lord through the intense working of the Holy Spirit.
Let men that speak, speak as the oracles of the living God. Men that have touched the cause.
This message by God's servant Apostle Edu Dechukwu will bring you quickening and transformation by the Holy Spirit.
Homie, homie, oh. Mon fe o mi ye o to sho la tori ti ho mi ye. Somebody back me. Ho mi ye. If you can sing it, sing. Ho mi. Let me hear you. Mon fe o mi to ho mi ye. Add little echo to my voice. Homie, yeah. Ascension, join this ascension, join this procession. Something is up. Let every tribe and nation test of this river. Mon frère, oh, mi, Back to the scripture that was our Bible reading, and that will be the book of Matthew chapter 28. Akudo, play for me. In 5 minutes. If you are here with me, say amen.
Amen.
Let's see from verse 17. As you know, we are considering the topic is more like an extension of what we started last week. Is it okay? Amen. Okay, verse 17. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but somewhat doubted. Next verse. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, what did Jesus say? Wait, it's not all of us yet. What did Jesus say unto them? Where? And? Oh. Nobody can make this statement. Nobody. I want to even start like that. Nobody can make this statement. In fact, if you say all power is given to me, in your immediate family, you will most likely die. Yes, I tell you, because that's when you will find out that there is somebody in charge. Are you getting what I'm saying? I'm just trying to explain authority to you quickly and literally. Huh? One of the easiest ways to understand what we are talking about is this. In your house, how many of you in your house, there are different kinds of cups in your house? Hello? They have stainless cups, glass cups, ceramic cups, special cups, and all that. How many of you are like? Do they hide it? At least they keep it in places where you, if you want, you can collect it. But you notice that There is your father's cup there.
Yes.
Why don't you use it? Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes,
so I begin to explain authority to you so that you can easily grab it. So it means it's not everything you can do that you will go and do. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes,
the ability to do is within the ambit of power, but the authorization to do is within the ambit of authority. I just want to dissociate something, because if you look here, the Bible says, all power is given unto me. But many other translations captures this power as authority, or the Greek word exousia. So those translations didn't have to waste time. They didn't have to waste time by telling you it is power and all that. They just called it authority. Now, but for my careful study, this is King James. For my careful study, I will still choose this all power. And I will tell you why. Are you with me here? Yes, are you with me? Yes, are you sure? Pay attention. The things I teach you, I research well. And I research in such a way that I give you, I try to bring an accurate mix of revelation and wisdom. So because of it, my revelations, the revelations of God through my life is mostly solution driven. So before I engage something, I don't just flow, I try to find out what about this revelation can solve the problem. What are the kind of questions that can rise up? So I ask myself those questions before you ask me. Are you getting the point? And then I ask the question. So I tailor down my teachings in such a way that it deals with questions that would have come up as a result of delving into this. Are you getting the point? And one of it is, why did it say all power in this place? Because should I tell you, what Jesus meant in this Matthew chapter 28 verse 18, in the basic definition of what power is, it is not power. Yet, in the basic definition of what authority is, it is not only authority. So this is it. If this scripture, you will get it correct. And this is why I'm telling you that some translations called it authority. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
Are you following?
Yes, sir.
Some translations called it authority. This one called it what?
Power.
It means that simple putting two and two together would have told you that the best thing that we capture the full import of this part of the scripture is to call it what? Authority and
power.
You are with me. Let's say it again. Authority and
power.
Authority and
power.
Okay, let's say authority and power together. One, two, ready, go.
Authority and power.
Why you know they open your mouth? With your mouth you save your life. Let's say it again. One, two, ready, go.
Authority and power.
Again.
Authority and power.
Again.
Authority and power.
Again.
Again, authority and power.
Again,
authority and power.
That's good. So, first thing it shows you as we advance is this, that you cannot totally dissociate power from authority. There is nothing you can dissociate power from authority, because authority is not in limbo. Anyway, I will show you some things here. Are you getting the point? And this is what I mean. Power can become authority if it is accepted as a means of government. Once power... Is it what you studied? I didn't study it. It's Bible that I'm using to explain, and it's correct. Holy Ghost, thank you. Power can be accepted as authority if it becomes a means of government. As of this moment, power has become legal. It is not being used illegally. And because it's being used legally, we accept it. Whatever it says, we take it. Are you getting what I'm saying now? It is in this sense that you can't dissociate power from authority. Meaning many times that people of in authority are either there because of what their power was able to acquire for them, or because of what somebody's power was able to give them. Let me explain what I mean. Are you following? At least you got what I said now. This is what I mean. Okay? Can I have three people? Come here, Ocheza. Say he wants me to train you. You are in trouble. Stand like this. You want me to use you? Oh yeah, come and stand. Wow, that's nice. Huh. So come and stand. Are you seeing these three guys now? They are all big men, as you can see. Any downgrade in their look is as a result of spiritual discipline. Fasting, much fasting. God. Bro. I'm not the one, oh, you are free to go. This kind of labor, my hand no deal. Are you getting the point? So watch. Are you with me? Let's assume this guy now is powerful. I need something else to prove, because power is tangible. What did I say?
Power is tangible.
Don't allow me to teach about power. Don't allow me, because that's one of the witnesses of my ordination. How do you know is that thing I want? Is it what Wukari people they do? Okay, we are not in Wukari now. I need pen. I need more. I need like 10 pieces. Do you know your pen? I hope you know your pen, oh, so that if we bring it back, you can take. So watch. Are you getting the point now? This man, okay, let's make it better. Get three seats for me. Come out a little. Put one here. Behind one person. Put one behind one person. Bring that one. Come on, keep it here first. Are you paying attention? If you like, don't pay attention. You will just miss something that would have been very easy for you. It's not easy to bring this kind of thing. It's both hard work and spirit inspiration. So pay attention. So, there is no authority without a seat. You must have a seat. Government, you don't bring government standing up. You bring government what? Sitting. So until a man sits, there is no government yet. And I can prove it from the scripture. Should I prove it? You know. Show me Psalms chapter 110 from verse 1. Psalms now. The Lord said, if you have written it down, let's read together. Can we read Psalm 110 verse 1 together? 1, 2, ready, go.
The Lord said to my Lord,
So if that man doesn't sit, there can be 110 verse 1. Psalm 110 verse 1. Let's read it one more time.
Sit down.
So there is a throne. Are you getting it? I'll just call it a seat. Many times, it's not about how the seat is looking. A throne is not about the literal seat. It's not about how it looks. Are you getting the point? It's about what it signifies. So there are some of your village king, if you see their seat, it will reach the ceiling. Meanwhile, there is no power backing it. Then you go and meet the real people that have power. Their seat is just normal seat. Yeah? So is it by the size of the physical seat? That's what we are saying. But there has to be a seat. A king doesn't stand ruling, doesn't stand governing. He has to what? Sit. Pay attention to what that's authority I'm showing you. By the time we go into the revelations of our teaching, you will find out that what hands the believer authority is the seated position in Christ. If you don't sit, you don't have authority. Are you getting the point? It is when the believer sat in Christ that he had authority. So without a city first, there can't be an authority. If you're with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
So we have two seats here representing authorities that can be ascended. These two seats represent two positions of authority that can be ascended. I'm showing you something. But many times, for you to ascend a seat, you have to exert power, exert strength. Are you getting it? Let's assume that each pen that I'm holding here is a calibration of power. Are you getting what I'm saying? Huh? That each of these seats require 7 measures of calibration. I can call it the 7 spirits of God. Can you follow my teaching simply? I'm teaching you deep, profound truth, but I'm making it as. So, if I give you pen, attempt to sit. Remember, come here, you. Come, be fast. I need somebody heavy. Where is Big Dot? What are you doing? Leave the camera. Give another person. Give another. I need somebody heavy. Come, 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 come. Come and stand here. Come and stand here. This guy. No, no, use. Keep stand. Just leave. These two guys. Huh? Are watchers and holy ones. Listen, listen. You don't know what I'm teaching you. I'm teaching you Bible, but I'm teaching you encounters. I'm using scripture to explain to you what you will struggle. You won't know what's happening. You won't know how things work in the spirit. Are you following me? But I'm using Bible. But if you are open, you will know that as we are seated here learning, even men in the spirit are seated. So it's a congregation of men and that is here now. Pay attention. This is a watcher and holy one. Huh? An example is in the book of Revelation. Before, there are different kinds of people that can sit here. Thank God. This position is not necessarily given to an angel or given to a man. There are bases for which God gives it out. Are you following me? Sometimes it can be a human elder, but it's in heaven. It can be an angel. You have heard the words. I will still show you when the name of Jesus was presented in the book of Ephesians chapter 1. He said, show me Ephesians chapter 1. Please maintain your position, people teaching with me. Don't worry, just stay with me. Stay with me. Show me verse 19. Ephesians chapter 1. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power? Next verse. Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the what? Heavenly places. Now, this is where my point. Far above what? And now, I hope you know that principality is not a thing, it's a person. So there is the person of principality, there is the person of power, there is the person of might, there is the person of what? Dominion. And there is the person of names. But that's not where I'm going now. Are you getting what I'm saying? I just want to prove something to you quickly. Huh? That these positions, you notice here that it didn't identify whether it's an angelic personality or a human personality. From my study of the scriptures, it interfaces. Are you getting what I'm saying? It interfaces. So sometimes when they call counsel in heaven, you will notice that it is a mixture of angelic personalities. Sometimes human personalities that have died and some human personalities that is still alive. Are you learning? So, if that has been learned, this guy now is a watcher, holy one. This guy is a watcher, holy one. They are not for anyone. They don't like people. They just have instruction. Huh? You don't understand what I'm saying. Even if it is Jesus, they have an instruction to only allow certain things when some things have been met. So this is the... Are you getting it? This is the instruction. Any person that comes with sevenfold power, which is seven pen, allow the person to sit here. Anybody that comes with sevenfold power, allow the person to sit. If the person doesn't come and try to sit here, it is not just that you will not allow the person. Deal with the person in such a way that he will not try it. Yeah. Yes, please. I'm telling you, listen, what I'm saying is very serious. Oh. Why was Satan sent where he was sent? He attempted something he doesn't have the authorization to attempt. And he was not left the way he came. He was sent to her. The scripture calls it, and it's not just Satan. There are other angelic beings. The scripture calls them in the book of Jude, I think, the angels that left their first what? Estate. What does it mean to leave your estate? It simply means to operate beyond your authorization. Huh? The authority that is handed to you. And there is always a consequence of operating outside of the authority that is handed to you. If you are with me so far, say amen. Amen. Okay. Listen, these people standing here, what it takes to sit here is not physical age. And that is what I want to teach you now. If you can possess this revelation, somebody born again for 13 years will be struggling, and you that is here for 3 years is already in power, in ability. You will be executing things. Why? There is something you present, they allow you to sit. So even if somebody has been around, doesn't know you, doesn't know it mean anything. So anybody that doesn't have seven pen, that's why I called you people that is heavy. Bundle the person out. Let's know one, any of them that is wise enough. Because if you are wise enough, you will not attempt to sit here until you have it. Even if it is in your ordination to sit, you will still not sit until the price has been met. Are you getting it? You keep standing. So, take it well. If you want to sit, you can sit. Take him away. Bring the power I gave to him. Okay, your pen is here. I will hold even your own pen. Later, I will give to you. I will give to you when I finish my teaching. We want another person. Come here, Christian. Come and stand the other side. Stand. I would have called you and your wife. Come and stand. So, I give Christian. How many investment of power does it take to possess this authority? So, two of you are free to sit if you want. When I know one seat, let me show you something. Who will I use? You come. Follow what I'm saying, no? Tell this guy, you are too anointed, you are too gifted, you are called, you can do this. Tell him.
You need to ascend your throne.
The way we have not seen somebody like you before.
I've not seen somebody like you before.
Look at what you are holding in your hand. Nobody has it.
Look at you holding your hand. The dimension you have is excessive. You need to.
He got what I wanted. Huh? Oh, yeah, sit. Are you learning stupendous truth? Since you passed this class, let me add more. You are free to sit now. Okay. You are free to sit now. You are free to sit now. It's already four. You are almost there. Amen. Amen. Give me. So, there's only one person that will sit. It's not two. So what do we do now? Listen, I'm just doing teaching. So don't go and bother your life. Just... So, I need five hefty men. You come. You follow him. You come. Ah, you are heavy. You are strong now. Come, follow me. Follow me. You join. Okay, I think four is enough. Listen to what you are going to do now. Tell this man that he must be king. If he refuses, you sit him down. Come. That's your duty. Four of you. You are supposed to be king. We have. Make sure he sits. Give him. Amen. Can you see what is happening? It's enough. So this man has been disqualified. It's not his fault. It's not his fault. They called Jesus just moments before he went to Calvary. And they said, Hosanna, Hosanna, that it's time to make you king. Thank you, sir. Give me back my six. Guess what? We won't leave one with you. So, take this one. Oh, watcher, join that other one. So, how many are you holding? We need to test you. We can't just give, but for the sake of teaching. I'm just teaching authority. I'm not teaching all those other politics of divine election. So how many is it now? Ochodu keche keche. You know why here? Huh? Do you know why these people allowed you? Even they now, they will serve you and worship you. Not because you are stronger than them. Listen. Not because you are stronger than them. Because you have... Some of you have seen it in some movies. They are trying to copy the scripture. Are you getting it? The rest of you go, except this man. Let me even go to my teaching. I've not even taught my teaching self. Are you getting this point? Now, you are sitting. And you, if you stand up, that means things will spoil. So for things to keep working, you can never leave this your seat to stand up. That's the price of sitting. You can't stand up. And if I have time, I will tell you seven things it means to stand up from authority. So because you can't stand up, for things to be done, we need people that can stand and sit, people that can stand. So somebody needs to hold the fortress for us as we go and enter. Go and enter. Are you getting the point? So this is Christ sitting. Are you getting the point? This is the believer and the church. Are you getting what I'm saying? Huh? So now that you have qualified and sat, this is what it means. This is what authority that we have in the name of Jesus means. You come and sit here. The church is now sitting. Are you getting the point? You told him to sit. Are you seeing how you told him to sit? Take this 7 pen, give to him. Who is holding the authority now? Pray for 1 minute. Where is it? If it is true. If it is true, I need to handle it. I need to touch it. I need to. Lord, can you locate, even if it's half of us here, and use us to exemplify this spiritual truth, to capture the reality, to bring us to the experience. Asidi kinubai bariakate bona apapapapata pepetetetai. Oh. One minute. I see strong men rising. Men of authority in the spirit. Men that wield scepters. Had the world things change. You can be seated. All of you, you can go. You can just take this seat. Did you learn anything? Find the owners and give to them. Where is the other pens? Bring it. Find the owners. So after me, I have it now. I won't lose it. So after me, I have it now, I won't lose it. So after me, I have it now, I won't lose it. In Jesus mighty name. Show me my Matthew chapter 28. So this is my definition of authority. Authority is the right and power of government, judicial decisions, and administration of affairs. Let me come again. Authority is the right and power of government, judicial decisions, and administration of affairs. If you look at this book of Matthew chapter 28 verse 18, it says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power, gotten from the Greek word exousia, all power is given unto me, where? In heaven and in earth. He's trying to say that they didn't just give me a force, they gave me an authorization. That means from now, nothing can happen in heaven. It's not just that they will make me aware. First of all, his awareness is not even awareness. Nothing can happen without my initiation. Like, are you getting this? Nothing happens after now without being initiated by him. Number two, nothing happens without him sponsoring it. Nothing happens without him being aware of it. There are many words that is used in the scripture to interchange for authority. Things like ability is used, power is used, influence is used, many other things is used. But this, the one I choose, the reason why I chose it is that it has the ability to capture the full scope. Actually, authority is one of the hardest things to define, actually. But we have to use analogies to present to you. Even this analogy we gave didn't capture everything that is in authority. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you getting me? But this man said, all power. Where? And that gets to teach you what I said. Does it mean that the people on earth willingly gave him the power? It means that there is a seat you will sit on. Even if you don't like that the man is your president, he's your president. So this is what, are you getting me?
Yes,
sir. If you read the book of Psalm chapter 110, he said, okay, those people that doesn't like me to be their president, is it not in your Bible? Huh? The main thing is to sit there. The most important thing is to what? Sit. And I showed you people according to the book of Ephesians chapter 1. I think in that verse 21 we read, Jesus sat not for himself, but for the church. So the reason why he was laboring for a sitting is because he's already God. Huh? I taught you people last time. You heard when he was speaking in the book of, oh, Jesus, there is nobody like Jesus. Indeed, his love is beyond measure. Indeed. Because the question you ask yourself is, what does he need? In coming as a man, he decided to be. Do you know what the Bible said? He said he was made lower than the angels. I know some people, some places called it Elohim and all that, that is God, and but in a sense, it's still angels. Let me tell you what it means. He said, for the purpose of death, for the purpose of his sacrifice. He was made what? Lower than angels. So this means that originally, this is not his nature and capacity. This is not his form, morphe. According to the book of Philippians chapter 2, he said, even though he was equal with God, he didn't count it robbery. Yet, he decided to go lower. And he didn't even go lower in the sense of the man that have not fallen. He went lower in the sense of man that has fallen. What kind of love is this? Are you getting the point? If he was even Adam the unfallen man, the one that have not seen, is still a creature in the hands of the person we speak about. He decided to become man, which is not a reversible reaction. You didn't get me. The Godhead are equal. One decided to be a servant so that he can save man, because that's the only way it can be done. And that servanthood cannot be reversed. Can you do it? So you say Jesus has all power. He's not celebrating per se. He's not celebrating in himself. He's celebrating on behalf of humanity. That finally man has what he was looking for. Are you getting what I'm saying? Finally man has what he was looking for. Show me Acts. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Okay, start from that place he showed. You are preempting me. Who is that sister? Huh? But it's your phone. Near preempt. Meanwhile, you are supposed to read Bible today. I don't know why you didn't read. Was 1 week. How long did I say she will read? Anyway, we'll discuss that one later. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked. What did they ask?
By what power?
Or?
By what name?
So, it means that either power or name can serve. By what power or by what name have ye what done this? It's another way of saying, by what power or what authority have you done this? Next verse. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the important man, by what means he is made whole. Next verse. Be known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name, by whose name? The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Who is this Jesus? The one crucified though. One Owerri man said that Jesus is from Owerri Abi, died in Owerri. I say Jesus died in Owerri. He's from Owerri. I don't know how he told this. And he's an educated man. So he's not Jesus of Owerri. Which other Jesus do we have? No, that one is not. That's a name. I'm talking about people that are claiming that they are actually Jesus that has a messianic ability. What is the name of the Jesus? Oyimbo. There is Jesus of Oyimbo. Jesus of Oyimbo. No, be smart, you know. Jesus of Oyimbo. Which other Jesus? I think I've heard of that Jesus of Oyimbo. Which other Jesus do we have? I saw one Jesus, it seems as if he's from Kenya. I don't know which nation. There's one Jesus from Kenya. One Kenya Jesus. Oh, Kenya people. That's not the Jesus we are talking about, my friend. The Jesus we can be from your village. Where are you from? From Newi. Hey! Then Newi abia no ka. Are you from this town too? Ichi. Oh, Fife. Huh. Oh, Fife. More Zobo. More real. And all that. Let me focus on my teaching. The scripture have to specify that Jesus of, is not Jesus of Nazareth that is powerful. It's not the Nazareth. No. Those days. I used to think if you add of Nazareth, the name becomes more powerful. How many of you used to think like me? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And then things will happen. My brother. This one is that. My brother. Nazareth doesn't add anything. Nazareth doesn't add anything. What is actually important in that scripture is crucified, raised from the dead. So we are talking about a kind of person. The Jesus we are talking about must have been crucified. Not just that, he must have resurrected. And no man has resurrected like him yet. We have, our salvation carries in it the promise of resurrection. But in the sense that this scripture is saying, it's only him. So if that personality has not had this kind of experience, he's not even qualified to be called in the same frame of name with Jesus. Yes. So, mother, I don't want to call it. Can't do anything. Sorry. Can't do anything. You have question. Can't do it at all. If we even probe it, it's idolatry. But we want to close our eyes to several weaknesses, many places that doesn't necessarily has to stop fellowship. But aside that, I know. And that's why you can't believe that and say you are born again. Something has to happen to you somewhere along the line that is not part of the core thing. No, be so. If not, if you are just there and believe, you cannot. So there are people there that are born again, but there is something else that they heard or stumbled upon that is not what was handed out directly. If not, are you getting the point?
Yes, sir.
Damn, whatever. I don't want to cause so that you people will not say, but I just have to tell you the truth. But if you press me, I call the name, nothing will happen. It's just so that I'm your friends. I'm your very good friends. I love you people so much. But it's my love making me to tell you the truth. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Mother, whatever comes is like blasphemy to even put that thing in the same frame with Jesus. It's heresy. The problem with that is that anybody, the reason why it's a challenge is not like normal weakness, or normal challenges. Anybody that believes it that way, I know you are not happy with me, but I don't care. Something in you inside is fighting what I'm saying, but I don't care. Let me tell you, if you believe that thing in total without, you most likely not go to heaven. You most likely. Because you'll be waiting for that woman to save you. As I will show you soon. He can't save you. Let's even assume he wants to save you. He can't. And the scripture is saying, anybody that can save must have died and resurrected. Show me in the scripture, at least, even if the woman is not the person, show me where she resurrected. You can't find it. How can somebody that is dead give you life? I'm not doing exaggeration, I'm doing common sense. Even she died in hope of resurrection.
Yes,
she needs what we are talking about as much as you need it. I thought we have even passed this stage long ago. Until I saw some people reviving things that we just behaved as if we are not aware, so that, you know, and all that. It used to be very bad, I know. Some of you are just used to be very bad. And it became a problem long time ago. Why a lot of part of the body of Christ are so, they don't, it seems as if they, but over time, light started coming. A lot of things started breaking into that place. A lot of people touched God genuinely. Now, God did not tell many of them to leave. So they encountered some things. But they held some practice. Say, okay, since you have met the truth, let it be that over time, because the truth makes free, not necessarily set free. So making takes a little bit time. So over time, they know how to manage it. Even if you carry that thing and do it, somewhere in you, you still know that if Jesus does not, are you getting the point? I'm not saying it's correct, but me, I'm large-hearted. Because I know what true ministry to the body of Christ means. It is not just accommodation in evil. It's a tolerance to allow people that is low to come up. Now, if you tolerate people in such a way that it keeps them in where they are, you don't have love for the body of Christ. The tolerance, the love, we first of all present to the people's standard and say, I'm not telling you, forcing you, just keep yielding to the Holy Ghost. But just know where you are is not where we are going. People need to know that. If not, they will sit down and be clapping for what will take us to hell. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you getting it? Not to condemn people or to, but they still need to know that there is a higher demand God is placing on us. You need to come up here. Hello?
Hi.
So, there! Sorry, I'm always coming around you. Can't save. Yes. If he can save, he would have saved my mother. Look at my mother there. Now then, carry him for head. Casey Lee, give him mommy. Oh, walk more straight. Jesus now arrested you like this. What was your own league? What was your own now? Pure army. Huh? Wow. And other. You will notice that I love you people so much that I hope you know. You are one now. In a nayanaz or hogwa. In a nekwayanaz. Oh no, eh? Must be for the nayanaz. Now, let me tell you, I love you people so much. Okay, Otego. I love you people so much that you would have noticed that many times it's my message that is compatible with you people. Many times, you people love me more than even the Pentecom. The Pentecom, they don't like me. Hey! Now, then be my problem. People like OJB, my man, and many people like that. I don't know why. So this is why I later found, one of the reasons I later found out is that they are devotees, and because of it, if they do not find a concrete proof in your behavior, in alignment with what you are, once they see a behavior, because they see things, they even see, once they see it, something in them, even though they might not easily accept what you are saying, but something in them will be telling them, this man, they behave well. like his message. Oh. I like. You are one now with your sister. That's true. If I tell you people stand up here and go, this place will finish. So you know it's taking me a lot of faith and courage. If God did not call me, I will not be saying what I'm saying now. You people know who I'm talking about. Meanwhile, I didn't call any name. But if I tell you, stand up and go, and you actually left, I know my God, he will not allow you to leave. But if you actually leave, this place will be empty. That's to show you that I have, you know that thing that Paul said? That this grace is given to me, to you, world. And I mean, you go here. Paul. Matthias Collins. Jacinta. Virginus. And all the hosts of men. Amen. Are you not among? What I'm saying. Just imagine. So that's it. And all that. Thank God. I thought people were wrong. So give me back my scripture. But I have to say this. I can't. That means I'm not worthy of. I just have to say it. That's what it is. If it is not, I will tell him. You can search your Bible without bias and tell me what you see. You will find out that it is all shades of blasphemy and heresy. To put Jesus and any other person. In fact, I don't want to go there. Even the affairs of the Godhead had been willed to the name of Jesus, to the office of the Christ. Are you getting the point? It means that even the Father and the Holy Ghost does not interfere directly. Any other thing they want to do has to be wired through the name, wired through the office of the Christ. It is that serious. That's even what we mean by the name. If you're with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, number one, whom God raised from the dead, then it means from all studies and from all history. It's only one person that meets this criteria. Even by him doth this man stand here before you. What? Next verse. This is the stone which was set at naught of you, what? Builders. Which is become the head of the corner. Now the golden scripture. Let's read verse 12 together. 1, 2, ready, go. Wait. Let's read that phrase again. 1, 2, ready, go. Again. 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 Listen, he said the name of Jesus saves. But he said it is not just that he saved. There is no other one. Now, this is what he's saying. Huh? He said there is no option of choosing. Like, if he said the name of Jesus saves, but it's more like he's trying to say there are some issues where this name of Jesus can save. Another one, too, can save. Maybe not as much as the name of Jesus, but just know that another one. He said, this is the name that saves. He said, he now added, for the sake of the dilemma that we have found ourselves severally, that it is not just that the name of Jesus can save. He said, neither is there salvation in any other name. For there is none other name under heaven given what? Among. This is too definitive. too strong. The word is too strong. His word is too strong. I normally, when I make my post, or sometimes on social media, I try to make my post like that. Huh? Use maybe blue color or green color, and under, for there is no other name under heaven given among men. Underline that too. When I try to look at, make my post like scripture, there is a way you make your post. It looks hard, and people want to attack you, but they will find out that the post is closed though. I have thought about all the things you are going to say about it before I made it. So I will now add something to it that will hold you back. So you want to respond. You'll be boiling, but you can't say anything. You'll be boiling, but you can't say anything. That's how this thing is. He said, he just opened it. When you enter, he closed it. No space. He said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given what? Among men. Whereby we must be what? Can we read this verse 12 together? 1, 2, ready, go. This green is better. I thought I'm the only one. For there is none other name under heaven. For there is no other name under what? Heaven. Remember, salvific experience is for men. Salvific experience, to be saved, is not for angels. To be saved is for who? Men. And where is the dwelling place of men? So the scripture said, there is no name given under the heaven where men dwell, amongst men, whereby those men can be saved, except the name of Jesus Christ. What a name. That wonderful name. Do you know how to sing it? Jesus. Let's sing it. That wonderful name. Jesus. That wonderful name. Jesus, there is no other name I know. See, the name, this song makes more sense now. Those days you just sang it as part of church, but it makes more sense. Can we sing it a few more times? 1, 2, ready, go. That wonderful name, Jesus. Sing with revelation. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. That wonderful name, Jesus, that wonderful name, Jesus, that wonderful name, Jesus, there is no that wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is other name I know. that wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. He exalted me. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. He's the Lord.
He's the Lord.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's the Lord. He has risen from the dead. He is the Lord. Every knee will bow.
Every knee shall bow.
Oh, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ, He is the Lord. He's the Lord. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. He's the Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He's the Lord. Every knee shall bow. A prayer, it's not a song.
Jesus Christ,
He's the Lord. He's the Lord.
He's
the Lord over demons and sicknesses. He's the Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. Is happening in the spirit. This is prayer.
He's the Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
He's the Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He's the Lord.
He's the Lord.
He's the Lord.
He's the Lord. want you to pray in the next 2 minutes. And say, Lord, because of your name, that wonderful name, because of your wonderful name, let this situation be like this. Let it shift. On earth, on heaven, before men, before angels, before demons. The power. It doesn't matter how hard. It doesn't matter how hard it is. If it is the name of Jesus, it has to bow. This is the summary of our faith. That everything bows to the name. Father, we thank you for the marvelous things you are doing. I see them in the spirit. Issues that has lingered for long, possible situations, powers of darkness, bondages, limitations, sicknesses. They are bowing to the authority in the name of Jesus. We are stepping out from here in full awareness, possession. Of that authority. In the mighty name of Jesus. You can cast your seed and offering.
We believe God's word came to you in accuracy and power. To connect to the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Edu Udechukwu, send us a message on WhatsApp via the number +234 813 007 4040. or email at revivalhubglobal@gmail.com. To access transforming messages and partner with us, visit our website at www.revivalhubinternational.org. Follow us on all our social media platforms at Revival Hub International and on YouTube at Apostle Edu Dechukwu. God bless you.